Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. This is the weekday podcast where we take 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday to look at scripture, offer some encouragement, hopefully some focus as you walk into your day. Well, around here at Sugar Hill Church, we started our July teaching called Your Story Matters. It's built around this idea that your life matters. Every single day matters. In fact, today matters. And so we want to make sure that we have a right view of what matters about life so that we can live with intentionality. Well, what I found along the way is that a lot of times we think about life from event to event. We have a pass-fail mentality. We think about life through this lens of transactions. But in Scripture, when it comes to faith, faith is not transactional. It really is relational. It's not event-driven. It is a journey. And so today, I want to talk a little bit about this journey mindset. And what I found about a journey is the journey is easier when you know what to look for. It's sort of like when you're traveling in your car, it's easier to travel to a destination when you know what you're looking for. Well, in Genesis, the Bible gives us a great snapshot of what this faith journey looks like. We meet a guy named Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, and we get to journey with him for about 13 chapters in the Bible, and we get to see how he started in one place and ended up somewhere totally different in his faith. In a similar way, I believe God wants to meet you where you're at, and he wants to help you along the journey. Well, along the journey, there's at least 4 stops along the way. And the first stop is where we follow God for the payoff. What initially got Abraham onto his feet was that in Genesis 12, God made promises to him. God said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make you a blessing to other people. And so Abraham begins the journey because of what he can get. Now, the truth is, we all start the faith journey for the payoff. We all start the faith journey for what we can get. We need forgiveness for the past. We need freedom for the future. We need what only he can offer. So all of us start this journey for the payoff. But here's the danger. The danger is actually staying there. Here's what I mean by that. There's going to come a moment in our faith journey where the payoff isn't obvious. There's going to come a moment where it feels like our prayers aren't being answered. There are going to be seasons in this journey where God feels a little distant or maybe silent. And if the only reason why we follow God is because of the payoff, we'll be tempted to walk back on our faith. So it's stop number one in the journey, but it must not be the last stop. So number one, we follow for the payoff. And then stop number two along the journey is we begin to face our problems. You see this in Genesis 12, and you see it again in Genesis 20 and several times in between. But Abraham has some weak areas in his life. He lies about his wife. He tries to take matters into his own hands. He doesn't fully trust God yet. And God drops him into moments. God drops him into situations where all of those insecurities come to the surface. Now, why would God do that? Because God knows that those insecurities in our life, those problems in our life, have the ability to sabotage all the good things that he has for us. So for Abraham, he was self-centered. He had a lot of doubt. He had insecurity. He had fear. He was suspicious of God. He was in it for himself. And God used several strategic moments along the journey to get him to face what was underneath the surface. And God does that in our lives. The way that you know that you're at this stop in the journey is when it seems like all of these insecurities are coming to the surface. The temptation in our world is to try to push it down, to try to act like it's not there, to try to look good without actually being good. But because God is so committed to us becoming like Jesus, he allows these moments to get us to see what's really inside of us for us to deal with it. And so it starts with the payoff. It leads to facing the problems. And then stop number three in this journey is our focus becomes the person of God. By the time you get to Genesis chapter 22, Abraham is growing in his faith. There comes a moment in Genesis 22 where God says, I want you to bring me your son, your only son, the one that you've been praying for, the one that you've been hoping for, the one that you gave your all for. I want you to bring me your son and sacrifice him to me. And the Bible says in Genesis 22 that Abraham got up to do it. You know what's different between Genesis 22 and Genesis 12? Do you know what we see differently about Abraham's faith at this moment in the journey? There's no payoff. When God says, I want you to give me your son, he doesn't ask, well, what do I get in return? He doesn't try to bargain for something better. Instead, he gets up to do what God asks him to do. He has learned to trust God, not just for what he can give him, but for who he is. He's learned to trust God's heart, even when he can't see his hand. And that's a powerful moment in our life, that the closer we get to God, we become more intentional, we become more deliberate, and we become more practical. And then the last stop along the journey is Abraham dies fully pleased with life. Fully pleased. In Genesis 25, it says that Abraham lived 175 years, and he died at a ripe old age, having lived a long and satisfying life. This didn't happen overnight. This is a 100-year faith journey for him. He finally came to the point in his life where he quit fighting with God. He came to the point in his life where he began to say, God, you have all of me. God, I'm going to trust you. Here's the principle of today's podcast. The true depth in our spiritual life is developed by long obedience in the same direction. Abraham is a great example of staying committed to the journey in the ups, the downs, the rights, the wrongs. He stayed committed. He didn't do it perfect, but to stay in the journey, to say, God, I'm going to keep taking the next step along the way, long obedience in the same direction. So today, I want to encourage you. I don't know where you are in this journey, but I know that it is a journey, and God doesn't want you to drop out along the way. He wants you to stay committed as best as you can to taking the next step. Well, I'm over time for today, but thanks for being on the podcast. I want to invite you, swing by Pastor Chuck's blog, achuckallen.com. It's the letter A, chuckallen.com. Yesterday on Monday, he posted a great blog post and a prayer request. I'd love for you to check that out and to join us into praying for this amazing God opportunity that's been dropped in his lap. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.